Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
If you are on social media, surely you have seen mentions of a new weight loss drug. Goes by several names, Ozempic, Wegovy, and it's for people with clinical obesity and diabetes. But it's also really expensive and generally not covered by insurance. Derek Thompson has been thinking, writing about this. He's staff writer at The Atlantic, and he joins us again on Skype. Derek, hi.
Hi, good to be here.
Let's talk about the breakthrough of this drug. How significant is it?
It's a massive technological achievement. It's truly amazing. I talked to Susan Yanofsky, who's an obesity researcher, a top-ranking obesity researcher at the National Institutes of Health. And she told me that for years, for decades, she wanted some drug that had the effects of bariatric surgery without the actual surgery itself. These drugs, in particular, this medication called semaglutide, which goes by a couple different names in terms of its FDA-approved products, seems to do just that. It seems to achieve the effects of bariatric surgery without the surgery. And this is a huge deal because, you know, U.S. Obesity is a problem that has grown practically every single decade since the 1970s and 1980s. This is not a problem that we have been successful finding behavioral interventions for. There are tons of NIH studies that have shown that even if you take top-ranked behavioral scientists, you take people who really want to lose weight by changing their diets and working out more, it's still very difficult to do so. Yeah. These drugs seem to have that effect.
You have written a lot about invention on one hand and kind of scaling it up and delivering a new thing to as many people as possible. In this case, well and effective as this drug might be, it was originally developed for type 2 diabetes. With other people now using this, is there going to be enough for diabetics?
In the short term, it doesn't look like there's going to be enough for all the people who want to use it. We already are seeing shortages for people with type 2 diabetes who are trying to get access to this drug, Ozempic, which is, again, the same semaglutide compound. You know, as I've written in The Atlantic many times, as you just alluded to, invention is one thing and implementation is another. I think that to sum up where I am on this particular case, and it's been pretty complicated, I've wavered to and fro, the long-term implications of this drug are pretty miraculous in terms of allowing Americans to lose weight. But the short-term implications of this drug, I think, are going to be a little bit bizarre. We are already seeing, for example, that so many celebrities and you know, TikTok influencers want to have access to these drugs that they're creating scarcity for people with type 2 diabetes for whom the drugs have often been approved. You see in other cases that there's a sort of rising culture of unhealthy thinness that might be growing or regrowing online. We saw this in the 1980s and 1990s, certainly. We don't want that. There's also some reports that people who use Ozempic report accelerated facial aging. They lose so much fat in their cheeks so quickly that they then have to go undergo plastic surgery to restore the thickness of their faces. So all this is to say that it's all happening at the same time. The long-term miraculous potential of these drugs live alongside these sort of short-term complications they're presenting in American society.
Yeah. And one of those complications is, of course, access. This drug costs something like $1,000 a month, often not covered by private insurance. You write that there is some early coverage by the federal government. But as you're saying, it seems the wealthy will get more of this, as is so often the case, while those with higher obesity rates, lower-income Americans, they're going to have to wait. Yeah.
I think that's very likely. And again, a scenario where this drug is made available at a high cost in the short term is better than a scenario where the drug does not exist at all. I want to be very clear about that. I am overall a fan, more than a fan. I stand in applause at the fact that these drugs were invented. But at the moment, it is absolutely the case that obesity disproportionately affects low-income Americans. But these drugs, semaglutide and all of its various forms, tend to cost between $12,000 and $15,000 a year. That means that they're overwhelmingly being bought by the much higher income. So you have a discrepancy here between those who tend to be able to afford these medications and the demographics in America that need them the most. That's absolutely a concern of mine as we go forward. Another concern that's really important is that, you know, these drugs are going to be in extraordinarily high demand. 40% of Americans are obese, and a higher percentage of Americans would probably like to lose weight. If these drugs cost $10,000 a year, the amount of money that's going to be spent on anti-obesity or thinness medication in this country could reach the tens of billions of dollars fairly soon. That's a wild future.
Derek Thompson of The Atlantic, thank you as always.
Thank you.